The crisis in Myanmar was one of the issues raised by Archbishop Dominique Mamberti, Vatican Secretary for Relations with States, during his intervention at the 62nd General Assembly of the United Nations in New York. In his address yesterday, the Archbishop also touched upon the Iraqi tragedy, the difficult Israeli-Palestinian peace process, the situation in Lebanon, as well as the need to respect religious freedom. Chris Altieri reports.
Archbishop Mamberti said the preamble of the Charter of the UN in its reference to the fundamental rights and the dignity of the human person uses the word faith and links it to dialogue and cooperation among nations. In this way, said the Archbishop, the Charter affirms that there is such a thing as universal and transcendent truth about man and his innate dignity, which is not only prior to all political activity, but determines it so that no ideology of power can eliminate it. Archbishop Mamberti also discussed the impact of international terrorism, saying the terrorist attacks, which marked the beginning of the 21st century, have given rise to pessimistic visions of humanity based on a supposed clash of civilizations. The Archbishop said dialogue among peoples of different cultures and religions is not an option. It is something indispensable for peace and for the renewal of international life. Archbishop Mamberti also called on religious leaders to show that they are pledged to promote peace and shun violence. The Archbishop said if religious leaders and believers expect states and societies to respect them and acknowledge their religions to be truly instruments of peace, they themselves must respect religious freedom. They must demonstrate that religion is not and must not become a pretext for conflict, and they must declare without ambiguity that to promote violence or to wage war in the name of religion is a blatant contradiction. I'm Chris Altieri.